Coming out of the break, you hear Chris Sims talk about Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the treatment of Cam was sort of outrageous, and the Panthers played him. What do you think of what Chris Sims said, that Cam got screwed, got jobbed?
Look, the injury played a big part in his, lack of production last year, in my opinion. I mean, he's been the face of that franchise forever, and just to let him go like that, that was a little shocking to me. It is what it is, though. It's business, right? Yeah, it's the NFL.
These things happen, and you're right. It's a business, and, Belichick would do it, and, Matt Rhule might be that type of guy. But you could have given him some opportunities a little earlier by not waiting until the very last minute.
Go find a trade, right?
Yeah, right?
Like, that seems like a big slap in the face. I mean, yeah, his future seems murky to me.
Maybe you can sign him to a one-year deal, and you're like, hey.
That's my thought.
We'll see how it goes. Right. Sorry. Right. Like, we would consider you as a franchise quarterback, but we ain't doing more than 1 year.
Right.
But teams that have openings, the Redskins keep getting mentioned, but I just don't know that the Redskins make sense. They've got a bunch of quarterbacks already, and they may use their top pick to take another quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Haskins at all. I guess the Redskins, it's the coach. Is that the main reason why the fit's there?
A fit?
Yeah, I don't
know. That's the other thing. Like, can we get Ron Rivera on record one way or the other?
Right.
Like, Rivera might look at it and go, you know what? I got away from the drama.
Right.
With Cam Newton, he was a handful of times. He's a guy who broods and acts like a baby. When he loses, like, I want someone new.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they're still real building, right? I mean, is signing Cam that? I mean, I don't know how that plays into rebuilding.
Jaguars, I think, are the obvious one.
Yeah,
but I don't know that Doug Marrone and his personality is a blend with Cam Newton, but they need to sell tickets. And the Chargers could be an option. We discussed this yesterday.
Yeah.
One, Colin Cowherd came out pretty strongly against Cam Newton, which, by the way, we will get into during the Big Five. Dustin DeHart's here right now, but we'll get into Cam Newton and that Hurd rant, because there are some people who think that was
like a smoke screen kind of thing.
It was a Spanos plant with Colin Cowherd.
Right. To drive the price down?
Well, to make it easy. Well, maybe to drive the price down, but also to make it easy for the Chargers to kind of just walk
away from. Yeah, and the Dolphins were the other team who is their starting core?
Fitzpatrick? Yeah. they're going to draft someone.
Right.
Exactly. They're all over Tua.
You know, you have Tua, then, I mean, Cam could be a good mentoring for Tua. But, I mean, if you draft Tua, you probably want him playing game one.
But you see what we just did? We went through all the situations outside
of
the
Jaguars. None of them really make a ton of sense.
Right?
Exactly. The Jaguars seem to make the most sense, for sure.
I think there's a chance that Cam Newton's not in the NFL to start the year.
For
total
sure.
guessing game, right?
Exactly.
So everything right now in sports is a guessing game. We don't know when seasons are going to start.
Right.
The same goes for your world.
Yeah.
Dustin DeHart's with us, Nova Home Loans. First of all, you're still busy, right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
What are people doing?
Meaning like my employees,
what are people coming to you with?
Okay. Gotcha.
Customers.
So purchases have pretty much fallen off the planet, right? So that's, and the ones we, in the beginning, we weren't seeing a lot of, people pulling out of their deals, and now we're starting to see it, like literally today I've had two people cancel their contracts and they're just saying, I'm putting a kibosh to this. And then, then we have
doing that?
Fear, I don't blame them. Fear of job, fear of real estate market,
fear
of everything, So now we're starting to see a lot of that, which is scary. And then we're seeing the issues with people, I get it. You're still getting paid, but you're not actually working. And the GSEs, Fannie and Freddie, at the end, Steve, you have to do what's called a verbal verification of employment, right? And you got to be at the job, right? Some of the WIN employees are still getting paid, but they're not actually working. So until they're back to work and clocking in the hours and getting a paycheck, they can't fund. So we've got a lot of refinances in flux with that as well. So what we're doing is extending the locks for them until they get back to work, and hopefully it all pans out.